I don't know if you feel the same way I do, but this year so far has really been emotionally draining. And reading the scripture passage seems to be a very appropriate passage to have the first weekend that we're back in church. Over the past several months, as we've been struggling with so many different things, I've heard people say things like, well, you know, God doesn't give us more than he can handle. And I was thinking when I heard that about that pious phrase that even Mother Teresa said, that God overestimates her abilities. If it's true that God doesn't give us more than we can handle, I am very glad that he canceled the murdering hornets. This gospel passage can be helpful to us, though. It isn't just some sort of pious phrase to say that he can't give us more than we can handle. But I've struggled with this passage for a long time because it seems very odd that Jesus would say, take my yoke upon you. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. No matter how much we may struggle in our own lives with the challenges that we face, none of us have struggled with what Jesus has faced. None of us have struggled with the weight of the sins of the entire world upon our shoulders. So how is it that we are to understand that Jesus says that his yoke is easy and his burden light? A simple explanation is that doing God's will lightens the load. But I think any of us who have struggled to do God's will find that it actually seems to make life harder sometimes. A couple of years ago, I stumbled upon a journal article of a theologian and archaeologist who was attempting to explain this passage. And it began to make a lot more sense to me if his explanation is correct. First, he starts with the idea of what is a yoke. Now, for us in a more rural community, I think this is probably not a stretch that most of us know what a yoke is and can picture one. It's an instrument that goes across the shoulders of some beast of burden, to which can be attached a plow or a wagon or something else. Not a very complex idea. But what was interesting was that he said that during the time of our Lord's public ministry, yokes, of course, are not mass produced. The animal was taken to a craftsman who in some way was able to measure the size and shape of the shoulders of the animal. And then they would hand make the yoke for that particular animal. So as part of the trade of a craftsman before it became more fractured as it is today when we have a carpenter and a plumber and an electrician and so on and so forth. A craftsman worked with the very basic tools and the basic resources, wood and stone, that were available. So craftsmen were trained to do all kinds of different things. And one of them was to custom fabricate yokes for animals. And it was known that if you took the yoke that was made for one animal and put it on the shoulders of a different animal, it wouldn't fit. And therefore, it would harm the animal. They would develop bruises and calluses and so on. And they also wouldn't be able to do the job that they had to do. They wouldn't be able to pull the wagon or the plow because the yoke wouldn't fit correctly. With all of this in mind, the author of the article said, now, what is Jesus really saying? Jesus was a craftsman. He was trained as a craftsman by his foster father, St. Joseph. We have every reason to believe that having been trained as a craftsman and not beginning his public ministry until the age of 30, he would have worked in the shop and he would have made multiple things, including yokes. He would have known how to size up the animal and to custom make the yoke to fit specifically on that animal. The author went on to say that, unfortunately, the English translation is not as clear as what the original language tends to point to. Unfortunately, I can't remember all the details of exactly how he played this out, but he said that when we get to the phrase, take my yoke upon you, and learn from me, it's somewhat ambiguous in the original languages. It reads clear in English, But it could also mean, take the yoke that I made for you upon you. Now, with that in mind, this entire passage seems to have a different meaning. That through God's permissive or active will, there are many things in our life. God has either permitted or willed that we would have struggles, challenges, woundedness, joys, triumphs, and so on and so forth in our life. And that a yoke has been fashioned by him specifically for us. In fact, it is the cross that we are called to pick up and to carry. To take the yoke upon us is to pick up our cross that we can now see through this passage of Scripture has been custom made by the divine craftsman for us. And it is only by picking up our cross, the yoke that he has made for us, will we be able to grow in holiness and to become saints. We have to let go of the spiritual envy of wishing that we just had somebody else's life that looks so much easier. We're trying to take up the yoke of somebody else, but really just to take up our yoke, the one made for us. Made for us to be able to carry just like our divine master has carried, and to seek out our salvation in the way in which God has laid out for us. To change